The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Coffee sales have boomed in recent years and continue to rise. The popularity of coffee has led to many people opting to meet in a cafe instead of a pub. Well, we had to send our own intrepid reporter, Josh Crosby, on the case. He's been looking into Ireland's coffee culture and the effects of caffeine.
I'd have about 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day. First thing in the morning, and then I'd say about 6 o'clock would be the last coffee I'd have.
You sleep fine after it?
Oh, I do, yeah. I'm one of the unique ones that can sleep after drinking coffee. I'm very lucky.
I love coffee. I drink it every day.
How many cups now a day would you be on average?
2, 3 if it's a bad day.
Liquid gold, a cup of joe, or simply a coffee. The drink has poured its way into every conversation by every demographic. It's estimated more than 60% of Irish people are now coffee drinkers, and the numbers continue to rise.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. I'm a barista. I work in the Bow Barista Cafe.
What are the most popular coffee orders?
Cappuccino, skinny latte is really popular as well. Flat white for sure.
Flat white is coming out number one?
Yeah, number one for sure, yeah.
And as a coffee connoisseur, someone who's selling coffee all day, every day, what would you recommend? What's your favourite?
Well, my personal favourite is a single espresso. I like a strong coffee, so...
One little shot?
One little shot, yeah. Two.
And do you need that in the morning?
Yeah. I need like a 2-3 in the morning, like a little bit of life, you know, in the morning. We open like a 6:30, like 6:45. So it's really early, so I really need something to wake me up.
And you notice that people come in together and they come in to meet just for a social occasion?
Yeah, for sure. In Dublin, it's really like a place where people go like cafe to socialize.
Rebecca went back to the bustling queue at the Bald Barista in Dublin, but I wanted to find out how caffeine affects how we act. I spoke with Professor Billy O'Connor, who's Foundation Professor of Physiology at UL's School of Medicine. Professor O'Connor also hosts the Inside the Brain website and says it can differ depending on your tolerance.
What effect is caffeine on the brain? The caffeine is what's called a stimulant. It can last in your body for up to 12 hours. The benefits of caffeine are that it increases alertness, and that's why people take it. And it also increases a circulation of a stress hormone called cortisol, which makes people feel more energized in moderation. A psychic energizer, if you like, and that's why people take it.
Would you have concerns then around the use of caffeine? Like, I know there's a vast range of high caffeinated energy drinks out there now on the market. But just when it comes back to your simple cup of coffee, like, is it inappropriate for young people whose brains are still developing to drink a simple cup of coffee?
According to medical procedure and advice, caffeinated coffee, tea, soda, sports drinks or other products are not recommended for children under 12 years of age, while adolescents between 12 and 18 years should limit their intake to less than 100 milligrams a day. That's just about a cup of coffee per day. An old-fashioned cup of coffee today, or 2 cans of soda in adolescence. So it's not recommended for children under 12.
So that's the effect coffee has as it goes down. But the effect coffee is having on socialising is a change in the way us Irish meet, greet and mingle. The boom in coffee culture has led to many dates and professional meetings, of course, taking place in a cafe instead of a pub. I'm off to the Clockwork Door on the quays of the River Liffey, which is a sober space for adults to meet up, chill out, and yes, you guessed it, have a coffee.
My name's Dearman McCleary. I work for Alternative Dublin, and we do events all across Dublin. We're in the Clockwork Door today. This is the Redmond Room, so this is a large social space in Dublin. Basically, the space can be used for various different things, like board games. You can come in here, drink tea and coffee. There's a stage, there's storytelling, there's guitars. You come in here each day of the week, there's something different all the time. Like at the minute, there's guys playing board games, someone working the laptop, there's a tour here from... Where are you guys all from?
South Africa,
this is how varied and broad it is here. The room is used for loads of different uses. Like,
and what's the level of interest like now for people wanting a space like this?
It's really necessary because if you think of Dublin, there's no spaces at night time that open by a certain point that don't sell alcohol. So if you think of cafes, there's only maybe 2 or 3 different cafes in the city that open late, and this is one of them. But this isn't exactly a cafe, it's a time house. It's a different type of model, so you pay per hour to come in here. And what happens is that includes all of your activities while you're here, as in tea, coffee, biscuits, there's guitars. So the money you use to buy a 5 euro coffee in Temple Bar instead is used to come in and experience the space.
You got your banjos on the wall, you got your guitars, so you can come in, play your board games, learn your instruments. What are the reasons why people are opting now for spaces like this compared to your typical pub?
It's a trend of young people who are more conscious about their health, and the idea of going to the pub doesn't appeal to people the same way it did, the same with the likes of nightclubs. People are going to spaces to meet people and connect, and it doesn't have to revolve around the pub as much anymore.
And does tea or coffee even matter? Like, is it about the beverage, or could you be having a can of minerals or a glass of water? Does coffee actually play a role in it?
Well, culturally, tea is a huge thing here in Ireland. It has been for a long time, but coffee is more. It's kind of like a social lubricant for some people because it does give you the caffeine hit, especially at night time when you're not drinking alcohol, you're sitting in somewhere. Coffee kind of keeps people awake. It's a hot drink. We're in a cold climate. It is very culturally relevant.
So Dermot, I'm going to take a walk around here now and speak to some of the customers who are enjoying this a sober, vibrant place. Yourself, is it your first time coming here?
Yeah, my name is Yuri. It's my first time here. Don't really want to go for like a pint, so opted for somewhere chill, somewhere a little bit private as well, maybe like meet new people, interaction, everything like that. So
And even in July, we can never be safe here with the weather. So when it rains, looking for a place to go indoors, chill out, socialise, you're happy that there's somewhere like this compared to your pub.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because it's just like when you go into the pub, you're just more kind of focused on like just drinking. It's a different kind of like social aspect altogether. It's just the conversations you get out is just completely different in my opinion.
And the piece I'm working on today is all about coffee culture and cafe experiences. Are you a fan of coffee or tea?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't get my day without my coffee.
How many a day?
I would start my day with at least 2 double espressos.
2 double espressos?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ben. I've been here maybe 4 or 5 times in the past couple of years. It's a spot I don't go too often, but it's always a lovely spot to go. Kind of a nice chill out space, something where you can play some games, you can read a book. They've got instruments here, which I absolutely love.
And is the coffee a big part of it as well?
Well, I mean, I always need a coffee. I'm a heavily caffeinated person, so it's...
So you can come in, you can pay to use the space, but then you also have as much coffee as you want.
Exactly, that's a lovely thing. That's a lovely thing. It makes the whole experience really casual. It's like going into your own home.
Whether you like a simple black with 2 sugars or if it's a customised coffee that has a description as long as the receipt, then the person making it for you needs to know their brews. Given this, there's been more attention given to the art of coffee making. I called into the Dublin Barista School to hear about the different courses on offer and why it's become so competitive.
So my name is Anna and I'm a barista trainer at Dublin Barista School. So basically we offer 2 types of courses. We have the Barista Essentials, which is 1 day, 8 hours, and we teach the essentials, the basics. And then we have the License to Work, which is a 4-day course that goes more in depth about coffee production, different methods of coffee processing, customer service, workflow. It's much more detailed and more specific for people who want to make a business out of coffee. At the moment, the coffee industry is pretty competitive. We have courses here every day. They're full every day. We also work with schools as well, so we're booked year round.
And how competitive has the art of making coffee become?
Absolutely. Especially in Dublin, there's a lot of what we call specialty coffee shops. So there are a lot of people looking to know where the coffee beans are from, what's the method of processing.
And each shop wants to do something different. They want to describe how they do it, or they want to have some sort of a brand appeal.
Yes, so think about the coffee industry, like the wine industry at the moment. Depending on where the coffee comes from, how it's been processed, the flavor is going to change. So that's what people are looking for when they go to these specialty coffee shops.
Like the majority of hospitality positions, baristas are in demand due to the demand from coffee lovers. We heard from Professor Billy O'Connor earlier on the effects caffeine has while it's being consumed, but it was interesting to hear about some of the wider impacts it can have on the brain and body.
You can damage your body with caffeine just like you can with alcohol. The maximum recommended intake is 400 milligrams a day, and that translates to 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day. And a high consumption of caffeine is not healthy, and the recent trend of adding caffeine to drinks and snacks that do not naturally contain them is raising a lot of concerns.
If you're sitting down for your cup of coffee or your shot of caffeine, whatever form you're taking it in, how does that work then on the brain and what's going on there?
The important neurotransmitter in the brain when you're understanding how caffeine works is neurotransmitter called adenosine. Adenosine is a neurotransmitter in the brain that causes calmness or even drowsiness. So where does coffee come in here? Well, the caffeine molecule has a nearly identical structure to the adenosine molecule, but it lacks the ability to calm down the nervous. So it blocks the effect of adenosine. This is the effect of waking up neurons and causing them to release lots of transmitters. You get the release of acetylcholine, which is a psychic energizer. You get the release of dopamine when you take coffee, which is an increase in movement. But this is all in moderation now.
So moderation is key when it comes to getting your caffeine fix. One thing we can be sure of is that the popularity of ground beans is not slowing down anytime soon, with hot cups being sold from horse boxes to the highly priced fads we see on our social feeds. But for the fans of coffee, what hits the spot?
Well, if I'm at home, I just have like an instant, but I actually live in Dublin 12 and travel down to Dublin 2 for the Barista's coffee, the Bob Barista's coffee. It's amazing, this coffee. I think he laced it with something because it's addictive.
Morning, and then maybe late afternoon, feeling a bit tired.
Could you describe now what the hit of a coffee does for you?
Well, I like it with a cigarette. You know, if I go for the coffee and the cigarette together. But, you know, I'll tell you a little story. I was in Italy, went for a pasta lunch, and afterwards I ordered a latte, and the waiter was very, very annoyed. He says, "How can you order a latte after the pasta?"
Dubs there enjoying a cup of coffee. Our thanks to our reporter, Josh Crosby, for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.